didn't do much against you guys when he played. I think he had like 4 catches for like 30 yards or something like that. But can you talk about just going through the week, getting ready to play him, and how much of an emphasis he is?
Oh, yeah, definitely a big emphasis in that offense. You know, they had a lot of weapons, but we definitely keyed in on him, and I'm excited that I don't have to play against him anymore except for in practice. And it's definitely going to be big having him there. And we definitely had keys on him during that game to keep him down to that, but if I can remember right, it didn't work anyway.
How much more do you know about the Leo position today than you did, you know, days ago?
The auto position? Yeah. Much more. I could really only watch Seattle and kind of look at what Bruce Irvin was doing. That's kind of what I thought I would be playing. So I watched him to see what I'd be doing, and I kind of got a few things off that. But now speaking with the coaches, I have a better idea of it. You know, there's going to be a lot of teaching and a lot to learn still, but I've definitely heard a lot about it, and I'm excited to play it.
What's exciting about it for you?
For me, I like being able to do a lot of things. You know, I love rushing the passer. I love getting sacks, but at the same time, like, I get a lot of pride out of, you know, rerouting a guy and making it easy on a safety and him making a play somewhere else or something like that. I mean, maybe sometimes people don't really recognize stuff like that, but that safety is going to come back to me after the play and be excited and say, you know, thanks a lot. And you know what I mean? Like, I get a lot out of that. That's how I feel. And that's how I've always approached the game. So I think there's going to be a lot of different things like that, including in this position. You know, I was just talking to the coaches, and it really seems like that's a big part of this defense and an important piece. And, you know, I just like to be that piece. So.
Get excited about as a player when you have a defense like this, like Seattle plays, they play here, that is so specific to a spot and maybe a skill set like you're talking about with this position?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, and it makes you wanted. I like to be wanted. Anybody likes to be wanted, you know, and to know that you're wanted for that position and you think it'll fit and they think it'll fit, it definitely is a good feeling.
Play some inside too, right, in a pinch?
Yeah, I've played out inside.
You kind of like your versatility, is that what you stress in terms of your strength?
I would say so. You know, I don't think it takes away from each part. You know, I don't think I'm one of those guys that's good at everything and not at one, you know, that type of guy. I think I'm good at a lot of the different things individually as well, but definitely try to be versatile, yeah.
Did you leave Cincinnati for more opportunity, or what was that?
When I left Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a little more opportunity in San Francisco. Really just needed a change back then, I suppose, to get to the next level, and obviously that worked out really well. It was huge for me there. You know, I can't thank San Francisco enough for giving me that opportunity and kind of bringing my game to the next level, so hopefully I can bring it up another notch.
Where did you play in San Francisco? What position?
I played the outside linebacker position.
But not the auto type, the other side?
Or? We did some similar things that the auto does. It's definitely different than that, though. It's a totally different defense, so there's going to be a lot of different things.
Were you frustrated that it took so long to... there's a lot of special teams early in your career, or you figured, hey, that's just the way it is?
You know, there's nothing wrong with having to work your way up, you know. I think it makes me feel that much better about where I am today and what I'm going to continue to do.
Surprised a little bit when Patrick Willis retired?
I was definitely surprised. I know he's had some issues with his feet and stuff, but, man, it's just sad to know that he's not going to be playing anymore. You know, I love playing with him, all those guys there, so... Yeah, I'm really blessed that I had the opportunity to be around him while he's still playing.
Anything you take from him
in terms of off-field, on-field stuff?
Oh, man, he's like the ultimate teammate, ultimate football player. I just sit and watch him and Bo and Alden and Ahmad and all those guys all day and just take a little bit from each game and each one of their games and try to put it into mine. And, you know, Pat definitely influenced me a lot over there.
Harbaugh says you're from Flint, a blue-collar guy. Is that the way you view yourself?
Yeah, I'd say so. Just as far as kind of coming from that mentality, my dad's worked for GM for almost 30 years now, and my family's kind of a blue-collar type family. So I kind of like being that rough guy that beats up on people. I don't know. Yeah.
Did they ever think about leaving Flint because of the economy and everything?
Well, my dad's still got a job at GM, so I'm sure they're going to move out once he retires, but yeah.
Did you see the film Roger and Me?
I actually haven't seen that film. I need to watch it. I don't know why. That's not very, very good for me, you know, watching on my own city, but no.
Anything else?
Reading the clips, you've lived kind of a tough life, a lot of tragedy you've dealt with. How has that been for you?
You know, it's been tough, but, you know, I really like what Coach was saying in there about, you know, kind of battling things like that. Calls it Murphy from Murphy's Law, and I really like that, actually. I feel like I've done a lot of that in my life, so it's kind of a good way to sum it all up.
Was he aware of what you've gone through? Do you know that? Or?
I'm not sure if he knows or not. No, I don't really tell a whole lot of people, but it's been in the media, so maybe.
So you got Gus Bradley 101 today?
I haven't had him one-on-one yet.
No, 101.
Oh, 101. Oh, yeah, yeah.
101, like the Gus Bradley philosophy and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah, it was really impressive, too. Yeah. You know, I asked Cam Bradfield what it would be like here, because he knows he's been here for a while, and, you know, he said it's great and loved Gus and everything that's going on. So, you know, that definitely helped me with my decision, too, talking to him. So it's he was pretty much everything that everyone said he is, so it's good to know.
You figure, I think Harbaugh said you're a Civil War soldier. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Do you know what that's referring to?
I don't know. I hope that means I'm just like a tough guy that'll put it all out there. I guess. I don't really. Harbaugh's got some interesting things sometimes, but I definitely appreciate all of his comments.
Yeah. Did you like playing for him? You took that. It's kind of controversial there.
No, I love playing for him. Yeah, yeah. He's an awesome guy.
Did you guys get a PowerPoint presentation today? Everything? I mean, I know you got the tour of the stadium and the
we sat down with Gus, and he went over his philosophy with the PowerPoint and everything, and he's definitely one of the best, best motivational speaker type guys that I've ever been around, and I'm excited to hear some more of that. So we all came out of that room like, wow.
Yeah.
So.
Does it give you, I mean, like, there's obviously some uneasiness about where you're going. You come for the money and the opportunity, but then when you get here and you hear him and you hear some of the other people talking, is it like some relief or
absolutely. You know, your anxiety is a little high when you walk in the door and then you hear things like that, and it definitely makes you feel better about your decision and the way things ended up.
Thank you,
man. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
One more surgery. Mark Long, thank you.